now, let's find out what's making news in the UK. Thanks to Ballycarra Retirement Living and Aged Care, the village of friends. Visit ballycarra.com.
Before we get to Endo, I've just had a note from Simon, who's travelling from Indooroopilly to Auchenflower, 45 minutes from Indro to Auchenflower. He's just got to Auchenflower now. So there we go. Very slow going, heading into town. So that's a big, big worry. Jeez, 45 minutes into Indooroopilly to Auchenflower. Endo Brady from Sky News UK. Endo, big news coming out of Scotland.
Well, Ben, the Scottish Parliament has voted in favour of having another independence referendum. 69 votes to 59. Nicola Sturgeon has got it through Scottish Parliament. She now has the challenge of getting it through Westminster in London, the British Parliament, and taking it from there. And of course, Theresa May has already said that, you know, not happening until we get the Brexit negotiations out of the way. And I should point out that today, Prime Minister Theresa May has actually triggered Article 50 of the European Union Act. Britain is leaving the European Union. So Theresa May is focusing on leaving one union. Nicola Sturgeon and Scotland are focusing on trying to get out of the other.
Dear, oh dear, what a handful that's going to be. Now, mate, police are worried about a Facebook group. What are they doing?
They want to organise, get this, on the River Tyne in Newcastle, up in the northeast of England, in the summer, on one day, they want to organise thousands of people going out on dinghies and inflatables with slabs of beer and floating all the way down to the quayside in Newcastle several miles later. Now, they've got the idea from Finland. They've been doing this for 20 years on the River Vanta outside Helsinki. They call it, and excuse my Finnish pronunciations if there's any Finns listening, Kelia Kalenta, which translates as beer floating.
Nailed it, Enda. You nailed it.
You get your slab. You get your dinghy. You get your slab. You jump in with your mates and you float on down the river and crack a few cannies. Is it going to work in England? They've organised a Facebook group. 3,000 have registered interest. The police have also registered their interest and have pointed out that it's a very busy shipping route, the River Tyne, at its mouth, and just how dangerous it is, and the whole combination of alcohol and water and inflatables. I would imagine this will not be allowed to happen, but the Facebook group organising it say, go on YouTube and see how much fun it is in Finland. Yes, but let's just see. I very much doubt it can happen.
Yeah, look, and if I'm not getting my waterways mixed up, I'm thinking the River Tyne in Newcastle, it's not that flash. It's not something you'd actually want to be floating around in, would you?
Oh, no, absolutely not. No. I mean, you couldn't pay me to go do this. As much as I like a beer and a laugh, Ben, this has disaster written all over it. But do check out the YouTube pictures of beer floating in Finland. it looks wonderful. It does look a lot of fun. But you just get the view that, you know, from what the police are saying, this could quickly turn to tragedy here.
Yeah, exactly. So long as the water is nice and inviting. Well, there we go. We've just had an Irishman in London speaking Finnish. Enda, outstanding, mate. We will chat to you tomorrow. Enda Brady from Sky News. We're four away from five.